We continue our learning with Mishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Kam Yaakov Pivikos Eliyahu and Kalim Periches Mishnah Dal Kedera Shehi Nesuna Batanur. Here you have a pot that's completely placed inside the tanur. Every part of the pot, we had a case in the previous Mishnahs where the opening was outside the tanur, but here the whole pot is inside the tanur. Hasheretz Batanur Hakedera Tahora. If there's a dead sheretz in the tanur, the kedera is going to be tahora. There's nothing in the kedera. We're speaking about the kedera, the kli itself. The kli itself, that kedera does not become tameh. She'ein kli cheres metameh kelim. Doesn't matter what the kedera is made of. Could be metal, could be wood. A kli cheres, which is the tanur, cannot be metameh kelim. That's the halacha. Where do we know that from? So there's a brisa. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos Kufla Med Chesem Med Beis says the following in the brisa: Yachol you kol hakelim mitamim me'aver kli cheres. Maybe you would have thought that all kelim should be able to become tameh when they're in the airspace of a kli cheres. After all, if you have a dead sheretz inside the airspace, so you could say if there's a kli inside, a dead sheretz is an av hatumah, a kli can become, and a person can become a rishon l'tumah. So maybe the same way the dead sheretz, if we're touching a kli directly, not in a tanur, just a regular kli, it would make it tameh. So here too, we should say that if you have this kli in the airspace, the fact that there's a dead sheretz inside the airspace of the tanur, that should make the kli tameh. To Rishon Latoma, Tamal Amar, the pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Aleph, Kol Asher B'Socho Yitma Mikol HaOchal Asher Yeochel. So what does that teach us? Anything inside the tanur becomes tamei Mikol HaOchal Asher Yeochel. Food. Ochlim mitam mimeaver kli cheres. Food can become tamei from the airspace of a kli cheres. Ve'en kelim mitam mimeaver kli cheres. But a kli cannot become tamei from the airspace of a kli cheres. We'll explain a little bit further in the next Mishnah. But the idea is why shouldn't that be? So we assume the following. We assume that the sheretz is not mitame everything that's in the airspace. If it did, so then this kli that's sitting inside, the kedera sitting inside the pot, inside the tanur, should become tame, should become a rishon l'tumah. And must be that we say the following. The dead sheretz is mitame the tanur. The tanur now becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now, but a kli can't become a sheni l'tumah, can't become tame from a rishon l'tumah, only from an avatumah. So if it's two steps, it's not all one step. The first step is the sheretz mitame the tanur. Then the tanur has to be mitame other things. So what are the other things? Food and drink can become a sheni l'tumah, but kelim can become a sheni l'tumah. Since it's two steps, not one step, that's what the pasuk teaches us. Only food and drink can become tame from the avir kli cheres and not another kli. Hayaba mashke tofeach. Let's say inside the kedera, though, there was some liquid, which was what we call tofeach, means that it's enough to make something else moist. A hand that touches it makes it moist, so therefore that has the status of liquid. Nitma, that liquid becomes tamei from the airspace of the tanur. Why? Because since the kedera is open on top, and that's inside the cavity of the tanur, the kedera can protect the mashke that's inside because of the rule of toch tocha. It doesn't work. Toch tocha only works when it's closed, but it's not closed, it's open. So therefore, the end of the day, that liquid is also in the airspace of the tanur itself, and the kli that it's in can't protect it. So the kli can't become tameh, that's true, but the mashkin certainly can become tameh from the airspace of the kli cheres. Vitima'a. And then what happens is, there's a gzera derabanan, where now that mashke, that liquid that's in that kedera, will now be mitameh the kedera itself. How is that possible? You said the kedera itself couldn't have become tame from the avir kli cheres when there was the sheretz there, and now you're telling me that liquid in the kedera becomes tame and now goes and is mitame the kedera? The answer is that's a gzera derabanan. We've mentioned this in the past. We assume that liquids have the ability to be mitame. Even though this liquid became, let's say, a rishon l'tumah from the dead sheretz, that can be metame liquids midirabanan. Why? Because of the gzeru, we may remember, of mashkin, of a zav and a zava, of the liquids, the urine, the saliva of a zav and a zava, which are a high level of tumah, and And therefore, we may confuse and say, oh, I guess liquids are not a big deal. We don't have to worry. That'll become tamei. Kalim don't become tamei from liquids, but happens to be the liquids of saliva, urine of azava and azava are an ava tamei itself. That can be metamei kli. So in order to remember that the zav and azava's liquids are metamei kalim, because they have the status of an ava tama, so too, we say liquids, all liquids are metamei kalim on a derabanan level. Assuming the liquid is tamei, it can make, the liquid is a rishon l'tamei, it can make the kli tamei as well because of the gzerah of mashkin of zava zava, which we often call mayanos. Hareze omer. So it says the Mishnah, you know, it's like the Kedera is telling the Mashke, mitamecha lo timuni. That which made you tame couldn't make me tame. The airspace of the tanur that made you tame didn't make me tame. Yet, va'atime sami, yet, because of this gezera of Mashkin, you can actually make me tame. Very strange. But nonetheless, that is the halacha. Perikhes Mishnah. Tarnagol shebala es hasheretz v'nafala avirat tamer. You have a chicken, and they swallowed a dead sheretz, and now that chicken, still alive, fell into the airspace of a tanur. Tahor, the tanur is tahor, does not become tame. The fact that there is a dead sheretz inside the tarnagol, you may say, well, hold on, the tarnagol has a mouth, it's open to different parts of the body, orifices that open to the outside, so dead sheretz inside, and maybe it should be like a kli that's open, and that dead sheretz should be in the tame the tanur. No different than if there were dead sheretz in a kli that's in a kedera in the tanur, that would make the tanur tame from the dead sheretz, assuming the kli is not closed. So the answer is no. Now, this is what we call tuma balua, and tuma balua in balei chayim, and it's not metame. It's absorbed, swallowed, literally tuma, and that doesn't make things tame. The mace, though, if the tanagol then dies after it swallowed it, assuming the sheretz hasn't been in its intestines long enough that it could be digested, and then the tanagol, this dead tanagol, fell into the tanur, then tame. Then the tanur does become tame. Only tuma balua inside a live animal is not metame. But tumo, that's blue of the nace, is mitame. Hasheretz shenim sabatanur, another halacha, a sheretz that's found in the tanur, hapasha besocha shnia. The bread that's in that very oven, it's not touching the sheretz itself, it's touching the walls of the oven. But the sheretz is also touching the walls of the oven. So the halacha is that past that bread has the status of a sheni latuma, not a rishon latuma. Why? So this is the two-step process that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Shahatanur, tchila, the tanur becomes, which is the kli cheres becomes a rishum etumah from the dead sheretz that's in its airspace or touching it. And then after that, the fact that the bread is also touching the walls of the oven, that becomes tummy not from the sheretz itself, but from the bread. So therefore, the bread is a rishum etumah and the tanur is a rishon l'tumah, and then the from the sheretz, and then the pas, the bread becomes a sheni l'tumah. Once again, you have your ava tumah, which is the dead sheretz. The tanur becomes a rishon l'tumah from the dead sheretz, and the bread that's also sitting in that same oven becomes a sheni l'tumah from the walls of the tanur itself. We don't say that the avir, as we mentioned already in the previous mishnah, that the airspace of the tanur is full of tumah, and it's as if the sheret, which is an avat tumah, touched the bread directly, and it becomes a rishon tumah. Because if you would say that the avir, the airspace of the tanur is full of tumah, and then everything becomes tummy directly from the sheret, so then it should be mitami a kli that's inside in its airspace as well. But we learn, based on a pasuk in the previous mishnah, mikol ha'ocha, only ochel and mashlim come tamei from the avir kli cheres. The only way that could make sense is that the sheretz that's in the airspace of the tanur is only like it's touching the tanur and not filling up the whole airspace with tumah. And that's why there's a two-step process. First, the walls of the tanur become tamei from the sheretz, and only then the pas, the bread, becomes tamei, a sheni l'tumah, from the tanur itself.